Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, August 20th, 2024, and we have a great mix of travel and leisure headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Introducing EasyGigs.com, an innovative and free platform to support New Jersey talent. EasyGigs.com, an innovative new online community, has officially launched to support New Jersey talent. Founded by Michael Pellegrino, the platform connects local bands, entertainers, and food trucks with breweries, wineries, and other venues in the state. With over 200 local talents already on board, EasyGigs aims to simplify the process of finding and booking entertainment for events. Venues can easily search and contact talent directly, all without any booking fees or commissions. The platform allows members to create profiles, share event information, and connect with others in the community. For more information, visit easygigs.com or contact media representative Danielle Foley at Foley Marketing Advisors. Michigan's Upper Peninsula vies again for USA Today's number one best destination for fall foliage. Michigan's Upper Peninsula is once again in the running for USA Today's number one best destination for fall foliage. The region, known for its stunning fall colors, has been nominated for the 10 best destinations for fall foliage Reader's Choice Contest. With 85% of its 16,538 square miles covered in forests, the UP boasts hardwood trees that transform into vibrant shades of scarlet, amber, and orange. Visitors can enjoy the picturesque scenery along roads, trails, and mountaintops, as well as along 1,700 miles of Great Lakes shoreline. Voting for the top 10 winners is open until September 9th, with the results set to be announced on September 18th. To support the Upper Peninsula's bid for the top spot, visit the UP travel website for more information and to cast your daily vote.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Travel and Leisure Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.